Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard and Jim Reed and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Well, we're back. We were a little worried about rain this morning, but that hasn't happened. And I was looking on my professional setup here. Radar. It's like they're getting plenty of rain on the coast or just off the coast of North Carolina. So I guess that came through. It's just like kind of sitting out there, it looks like. But around here, we're in good shape. And I see some blue sky, and we've had just a wonderful, it's humid, but it's June 14th, and of course it's time for humidity, but it's been very pleasant. Patrick was talking about the lack of biting insects, mosquitoes here, because they would be, they'd be all over me and under normal circumstances. But you folks have taken care of that by what method? Not chemicals.
Natural.
Natural, yeah.
So we've been very lucky that we've been able to provide enough habitat for enough predatory insects and that controls our mosquitoes for the time being. May not always be like that.
But, yeah, it sure is this morning.
Past 2 years, we've been more or less mosquito-free here at the park.
Yeah. What insects, for instance?
The big ones are dragonflies and damselflies. So
yeah,
we really love
They're
dragonflies.
Beautiful.
And if you take a look around the pond, we produce tons of dragonflies. It's a big mistake people make if you have a pond at home, especially like a farm pond or a real pond, not talking about a little garden pond, but an actual pond, is that folks seem to like to mow or rock right along the edge of the pond. And, you know, you don't want snakes and things like that is what they think. But when you do that, you're removing all the habitat and all the surface area for all the insects that you really need to have around to control biting insects that have their larvae in the water. So here we have no fish in the pond, which means we make as many frogs as you want.
I heard some this morning while we were we were coming up.
We have a lot of frogs, 9 different species. And actually, some people, one of the complaints I got last year was that the people couldn't sleep because there was too many frogs singing. Because we have so many green tree frogs. It's just amazing.
What a wonderful sound, though.
Patrick, one of the childhood memories was frog digging in the mountains.
Yeah.
Watauga River, New River. And I was the guy you called the gunny sack holder. You had the man that walked forward, and he would shine a light into the frog's eyes, and the next one would gig him behind the head. Now, I hope I don't...
Did you ever graduate to... holding a gig? Or
No, I never did. I was the gunny sack.
Well, at least you didn't stick yourself in the foot.
And I hope I don't offend somebody's decency, but my job was to take the frog and cut the head off and throw it in the river, and then all other kind of creatures would come after that.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go home, and Mama would fry the frog legs the next morning, and they would jump in the pan.
Yeah.
They just what did you eat the frog legs with?
Oh, you just salt and peppered them. That's all.
Did you eat them with eggs?
It's a wonderful food. And by the way, I have here with us, Mike, I want to introduce Don Reno, who has written a book on Watergate.
Oh, wow.
Our friend Gene Boyce is the subject. And Don was with us last night. And he's going to do a great service to the people of North Carolina, where North Carolina had such a role, Patrick, in Watergate, because of Senator Irvin and a group of people that came up from North Carolina who were young men at that time. We went around last night and everybody said, what was your age? Oh, my God. They were like 20, 21, 22. I was the oldest guy there when I was 32. So, Don, we want to thank you. This is
Come over, Don.
Don Reno.
Don, I...
thank you, Rufus, yeah.
So, you want to give us a report on the party last night, first of all?
Well, Rufus behaved himself.
I was thankful for that. I knew he would.
Yeah. No, that's a great gift.
Because last night was a school night, normally.
Yeah, he calls that a school night, yeah, because he has to get up. but we had a great group, and these are guys that have known each other for decades. They worked together long ago at Watergate, and Rufus keeps them together. Every year, right around the anniversary of the Watergate break-in, he brings them back together, and they just have a great time together.
What are some of your memories of Watergate? What was your job?
Well, I wasn't on the committee. I was 18.
Yeah.
So I watched the hearings.
Oh, okay.
Little knowing I would end up writing about it.
Yeah.
But I've finished a book on Gene Boyce, and that is actually it's listed on Amazon, but it's not out yet. But that's called Uncovering the Nixon Tapes, because Gene Boyce was part of the committee of attorneys that interviewed Alexander Butterfield and found out there was a White House taping system. So that certainly was a game changer for the Watergate.
What's the book called?
Uncovering the Nixon Tapes.
Okay.
And that's a memoir of Gene Boyce. And then I'm doing one that on the whole committee. I'm working on that now. So
that's going to cover everything.
That's going to cover everything, including Rufus.
Well, it better include Rufus.
Yep.
So, or you won't be coming back to the party.
Right.
So what's that going to be called?
What's that?
What's the name?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
Rufus Rides Again?
Yeah. No, there's all kinds of great stories. I've interviewed about 75 people that are still living that were sent at Watergate.
Oh, that's so fortunate.
National Archives work, all that.
That's so fun. But thank you for y'all coming by. Yeah.
Yeah, Don is probably has the most expertise in the Irvin Watergate Committee of anybody on this earth, because he has uncovered people that I never even heard of that worked on the committee. And the trouble with putting together something that quickly is you have to. Somebody said to me the other day, why were all these people so young? And the reason they were so young is that when you're putting together a committee, which I had to help do within such a short period of time, you're not going to get seasoned investigators who at that time did not know what it was really going to turn out to be. And so these young guys who were hankering for an adventure turned out to be a great part of history of this country.
And just like the reporters who reported on it, especially from the Washington Post.
Oh,
all very young.
Woodward and Bernstein.
I've been
on many a panel with them, and it's just amazing.
Do you cover anything about them in this? Yeah. Really extraordinary history. John Dean. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. How about that?
Now, the real star, though, is Cindy.
Cindy, come over here. Well, what impressions of this beautiful park?
Well, it's looking good. The last time we were here was in the fall, and there wasn't. It's really looking good now that there's lots of flowers out.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean he has.
When it first opened, there was
right. Yeah. Yeah.
And there was that's what I was gonna say. When we first came we said there's too much Liriope.
Everybody says that once they get some in their yard.
We have to replace a little at a time with the Liriope because it's doing a job.
Yeah. Yeah, holding soil.
Holding soil and keeping people out so it won't all disappear overnight. But we're doing our best to get it out patch at a time.
We had a big patch in our yard too, and
it's hard to get rid of.
So are you growing vegetables or now, or
a little bit of everything?
Yeah,
I have a pretty good sized vegetable garden. So I started in February and I planted several kinds of lettuce and carrots, radishes, beets, potatoes, Swiss chard, kale.
Oh, wow. kale.
Broccoli. Cauliflower. This is the first time I've tried cauliflower. And so far I've got one head.
Right.
Do you like to eat cauliflower?
Yeah.
Okay. Rufus, you don't?
Oh, cauliflower is good.
Okay. Well, why will you just...
He doesn't like kale.
You don't like kale. Okay. Well, I think we're going to have some salad brought in for the show every week of kale and whatnot.
Yeah.
But maybe you need to take me for an exorcism.
Maybe for a lot of reasons. not just kale.
It's just a few blocks from here. It's a real, it's a local showcase.
Yep. What is that?
I just got one of those a couple of years ago. It's Button Bush, right?
Yeah, Button Bush. I brought a little piece of this Button Bush over here because we were talking about how we're planting plants. The plants that are here are wildlife supporting. This one, butterflies, love so much.
It's a magnet.
It's such a magnet for butterflies.
Is that native?
It is native, local native.
I thought it was.
And you got to be of a certain age, but doesn't that remind you of Sputnik?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
That's a great plant, and it's underutilized. And tell us, Patrick, where you'd grow that and where you might find it.
In the wild, it grows in wetlands. Uh-huh. So it's a particularly kind of an early successional, disturbed wetlands it tends to invade.
So it doesn't mind wet feet.
It does not. Yeah, you can't rot one. But it'll grow in regular garden soil, too. There's a number of even dwarf ones you can get nowadays that are a little smaller. Well, I'm calling them dwarf is a little bit of a stretch, but they only get 5 or 6 feet tall instead of getting any larger. But then the other interesting thing about this, I mean, the flower is spectacular. It's just this little ball of these little four-petaled flowers. The very interesting thing about it, if you ever grew a coffee plant, the leaf looks just like a coffee leaf.
Yeah.
It's in the coffee family.
So do pollinators like this for any reason?
They love it. Yeah. So it's full of nectar. It's one of the best butterfly attractants you can plant. And it'll flower from right now all the way through to frost.
Okay.
So you see flowers on it.
Well, we'll be back with more of the Weekend Gardener here at the downtown Cary Park. Thanks to y'all, Don, everybody. We'll be back. here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. More of the Weekend Gardener now. Boy, we're quickly running out of time. Just the way it is with this show. We have a lot of fun. And speaking of fun and interesting, there's nobody more interesting than J.C. Knowles. And Brother J.C. is with us. J.C., how are you, sir?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I thought I'd give you a report and all my friends. The doctor, they need to replace my heart valve. But they can't because at 97 years old, it's just, I wouldn't survive the table. But they'll medicine me, and they just said one day it's going to collapse, and that's it. But they'll keep me going with medicine as long as they can.
Well, that's kind of the way it is for all of us, J.C.
Yeah.
So you enjoy yourself and stay, you know, check in with us as much as you can.
Yeah, I'm a happy fella. I have no complaint.
Well, I love reading your history minute every day, that always means a lot.
Well, anybody that would like to receive it, I'd be happy to add them to my list. That if they'll email me, and I'll be glad to put them on there. I'll mail it out to over 250 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Aww.
And we appreciate it, every one of us.
Yeah.
We enjoy it.
Yep.
Well, we're having another meeting soon, J.C., of the Good Old Boys Club. I want you to know that you'll be there, of course.
Are they good old boys?
Yes, they are. Brother Smee Jort is the Poet Laureate.
I saw him at church Sunday.
Yeah, and he's also the Poet Laureate of the Shetland Club.
He was in the Amen Corner at church. I don't know if Episcopalians have that or not, but I think he wasn't sitting in his normal spot.
Well,
I thought I heard him say amen.
They had a church one time, J.C., over toward Blowing Rock that had no corners in it, and I asked my daddy, why is that? He said because they were afraid the devil would hide in the corner, so they made all the corners round.
Yep. One other thing I wanted to mention to you, too. The only way I can get around now is with a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
So I've had to add that to my somebody has to take me everywhere I go. But like I say, I'm a happy man.
You make a lot of people happy, I'll tell you that, J.C.
I stay busy. I sure do. I stay and love every one of you.
Well, we love you, too.
Yeah, this park, J.C., is very equipped for disabled people.
Yeah, this is a beautiful place, J.C.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Have somebody bring you over here to do this park. Yeah. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I've got somebody about lined up to visit y'all in person every once in a while.
That sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me get off of here and give you a little joke.
All right.
This millionaire was cruising around the countryside, and he looked over in this meadow, and he saw about five or six people sitting on the ground, and it looked like they were eating grass. So he told his chauffeur, said, go over there and let's investigate that. So they went over, he got in and said, what are y'all doing? And one of the men said, well, we don't have any money and we're hungry, and so we're eating grass. And the millionaire said, well, y'all get up real now and get in my limousine. You're going to my house. I'm going to take you straight to my house. So they got in, and on the way, one of them said, sir, we just want you to know that we really do appreciate what you're doing. It is mighty nice of you. And the millionaire said, oh, that's all right. I'm glad to do it because the grass you're going to eat at my house is a lot better than what you've been eating.
Lord.
Thank you, J.C.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, you too, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We got about a minute and a half. Dan, jump in here.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey. Hey.
Well, hey.
What can we do for you?
We only got a minute and a half? Holy cow. I don't know if I can get it all in, Mike.
We can go on the other side
too, Dan. We got Billy in the wings from the State Farmers Market, but he's a patient man. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Phil was talking about, you know, those pollinator plants, the Asclepias. He's got some gorgeous tuberosa that's throwing orange flowers right now. And I was just driving by the greenhouse, and believe it or not, saw a couple monarchs flying around the Asclepias, which was pretty cool.
I saw
cool.
Some
nice.
Yesterday.
So you, so are you working today?
Yeah, I'm helping out. Exactly. I'm at the nursery this morning. Nice crowd of people. And you know what's so funny is when you're talking about its park there, the new Cary Park, all the stuff, that, especially pollinator plants, Phil's got a lot of them here, man, and they're just popping. Everything's just so gorgeous. You know, so like I said, especially those Asclepias, the butterflies, that's what they need. That's what they need, man.
All right, hold on, Dan, and we'll get back to you right after the news, and then we'll talk to Billy at the farmer's
awesome.
Market. We're at downtown Cary Park. It's extraordinary. It really is. You need to come out. We're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener, and I'm so glad to be here and glad the weather held off. It may hold off all day, but it has, Patrick, been very pleasant today. It's extraordinary. We're in just a real garden spot, a paradise here right in downtown Cary, kind of hidden away. And you come to the entrance there on Academy Street, and it's pretty. But I mean, you gotta delve into it. You gotta walk down. There's so many nooks and crannies. It's going to be something fun for everybody. Whether you're interested in plants or not, there's a lot to do here. And on Saturday mornings, there are of course the wonderful event that I guess it's almost year round now, the farmers market.
Year round farmers market.
Yeah, that's just which is kind of unusual. We have state farmers markets, and we're going to talk to Billy here in a minute. I want to say happy 50th to sweet Melissa, my wife, 50 years of marriage to me. God.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I want to send her my condolences.
Just wait till
I do too. I just the poor thing.
Just wait till it's 60.
Yeah, well.
You'll be walking with a cane like me.
I hope. Well, I haven't seen you walking with a cane.
No, I'm not. I like it sometimes.
So, happy 50th.
Yeah,
Melissa,
great
so.
To you, both of you. That's great.
Dan, back to Dan. Dan, are you on the clock? Over there,
yes, sir.
I mean, you're giving us great information, some great publicity about all that Campbell Road Nursery
so
has.
You better be on the clock.
Yeah, that's right. So, all right, make good use of your time. So we'll go to Billy here in a minute.
But yeah, Bill's got a lot of pretty stuff. So if you haven't been by here, you really need to come by here because he's got definitely some great pollinator plants, which is so important to have.
So how are things going at the fair? Tell me that.
Yeah, yeah. Dan is a flower show man, and things don't – I mean, there's a building that was torn down and one being built, right?
Well, the one being built will not be being built until next year.
Oh, okay. So you're going to have some temporary structures.
Yeah, but it's going to still go on. The show's still going to go on. I'm really excited about it. It's not going to be a real building until next year. And we're really looking forward to that because there's so many changes going on at the fairgrounds, some capital improvements that have really just are going to make, I mean, people are going to just be wowed once some of this stuff really gets done and popping, which will be in 26 for a lot of the new stuff, the buildings.
Well,
what are some of the buildings besides the flower show building?
Well, you know, remember where the church buildings were? I used to call it Church Row.
Yeah, that's right. There are going to be new venues there.
Oh, that's going to be a beautiful building come 2026 State Fair. You'll see. I mean, they got an architectural drawing up or a painting or whatever picture. And then also, like I said, the flower show building will be built and up for the fair in 26 is the plan. And then they've redone the bathrooms. They're redoing all those old bathrooms and you know, updating those. So
Rufus is happy about that.
And, you know, I go there every day. Now I'm getting ready for the fair, Mike, and I've been contacting the different extension agents, the master gardeners, because I want to get as many master gardeners out there to be part of the exhibit, you know, sharing their knowledge and you know, also making, you know, a little bit of money for the Master Gardener Club. So if you know any of those extension agents that are interested, I mean, I already have Orange County, or no, not Orange County, I got Chatham County, Johnson, Wake County, Harnett County Master Gardeners, and I would love more. So,
well, just,
good job.
Just tell the commissioner for those buildings that all the corners need to be rounded off so that the devil doesn't hide in the corner. Would you tell him that, please?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do on that part.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
Oh, y'all think I'm kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to be practical.
I can show you the church.
Real quick, you guys. Speaking of numbers, Phil and Carlton quietly celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary.
That's right, 60.
Thank you, Dan.
So happy anniversary, Phil, and I'll talk to you guys soon and see you come out at the fair.
Yeah, we will do that.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Dan, get back to work now. Stay off that golf cart. Yeah. Bring one to me. That'd be fun. We'll take it.
Bring us one.
Yeah. So, Patrick, we're now going to the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, something we've been doing ever since I started this show over 40 years ago. But it's always a treat. Billy is out there, and how's everything, Billy?
Hey, everybody's doing good.
Well, that's a good way to start the conversation. All of the corners there, the market buildings and shops rounded off. I know that you have round buildings out there, were kind of octagonal, so they're all covered. But we want to make sure we ward off the devil.
Well, the village of yesteryear. Think about it.
That's right.
Oh yes.
I'm going to go home and think about some renovations.
Harrison Hall on State's campus was round.
Harrison Hall, yeah. I mean, they were innovative. Mm-hmm. So let's start. Rufus loves peaches so much. Let's start with the peaches. You got a good supply out there this morning?
We do, and I actually sampled one this morning. That thing was so sweet and juicy.
Now, do you eat it with the skin on or off? Do you peel them?
Yeah, I eat it with the skin on.
That tickles my lips.
Yeah, I know.
Makes me itch. I have to peel them, but they're good. And you know they're not even freestone yet, but I haven't had any bad peaches this year.
No, they are good.
Or I shouldn't say bad peaches, but peaches that are maybe less flavorful. But they've all had a really good flavor today. Mm-hmm. So what else you have? Do you still have any strawberries, or are they gone?
No, we still have a few strawberries. I think we're getting close to the short rows, but we do still have some now. We still have blueberries, blackberries, and all varieties of squash and greens and potatoes and carrots. I've seen some jalapeno peppers come in. Seen some cranberry beans this morning.
Cranberry things?
Beans.
Oh, beans. Okay.
Beans, yeah.
I thought they were things. More of a description. I'm sure the farmer. Okay. And
now, Mike, he's left out my favorite vegetable.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some kale.
You know,
no kale?
There's some kale down there?
They might be.
We're going to have to force feed you sometime, Rufus. Make some gruel.
I'm going to fix him some.
Yeah, a little jar, make you a little jar of it.
Phil says she can fix some kale that's worth eating.
We can
saute
it?
Yeah.
Oh, all my right. God.
All right, we'll continue. What else you got?
Well, let's see. Of course, we got potatoes and carrots and a lot of varieties of squash.
No butter beans yet, huh?
No, I ain't seen no butter beans yet.
I guess it's been too cool.
We're probably couple weeks out a little more. I don't know. Let's see, this is middle of June.
Middle of June, yeah. Well, closer to July, I guess we start getting them.
Yeah.
And
we've got plenty of plants.
Yeah, I bet you do.
We do. Fruity plants, fruit trees, potted plants. I guess tomorrow's Father's Day, so I'm pretty sure somebody likes fruit trees. Hey, if my kids want to come and plant some trees in my yard, I'd be happy.
Yeah, well, don't do that. what about up in the market shops?
In the market shops, well, we got all that good smelling breads and hot dogs and cheeseburgers and coffee.
It's a good meat. Combination.
Yeah.
Patrick, there's a Rufus dog at the...
Is there?
Yeah.
So you got a tomato and a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're working on other deals. Billy, hold on a second. We're going to come back and be back and talk more about what's at the State Farmers Market and here at downtown Cary Park on the Weekend Gardeners. 10:43. All right, we're back on WPTF talking about reminiscing about the mountains,
yes.
As it were.
Yes,
CFO.
His
new
wife
river.
From Allegheny
Patrick
County.
And Rufus are both from Boone.
The Patrick's over there.
And Patrick's wife is from Allegheny County.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the people over there in Allegheny. Well, the last name, Patrick.
Were they under the mountain, yeah. Or
well, they
how would
they
your
were,
mother describe that?
Well, my mother used to say, now, Walter, when you go down under the mountain, bring back some peaches.
Under the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
So if you were in Sparta, you were over there?
Allegheny County is just a little bit.
It's where the mountains get gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have
we got
old,
New River up there.
Old Bow Golf Course, and one of the characters I ever met with the crazy one of the craziest ones was Billy Satterfield.
Billy, I used to work with Billy Satterfield.
Oh my Lord.
Was he crazy?
Did any of it rub off on you?
No.
Did you notice
Well, we lived at Old Bow.
Well, his dog looked just like him.
Exactly. So do you listen, Rufus, do you remember High Meadows golf course?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So
I used to work in the restaurant over there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
They had good
Gracious
food.
Goodness.
Yeah.
We love that restaurant.
And when we, this was in high school, and so when Billy was building that golf course, he'd come in, and it's the only pet they ever allowed in there. We had to set him a place at the table and pour him a beer.
Oh, absolutely. Totally. Yeah.
Started taking on human characteristics.
Well, no, we are
he
I'm very serious.
He
if you looked at that bulldog,
like
you could look at Billy and they were just alike.
Yeah.
And Billy was.
Did they both smoke cigars?
That bulldog had a lot more sense than Billy. One time Billy came to, I'm not going to tell it very much, he came to Raleigh on he was charged with environmental desecration.
Right.
Not the Billy at the farmer's market.
No, Billy Satterfield. And all of a sudden he jumped up on a table.
The dog or Billy?
Billy Satterfield jumped up on a table, and I said, Billy, you I can't help you. I can't help if you act that way. He said, well, I'm mad. And it was over that water system.
Yeah.
So this was in the courtroom?
Yeah.
This was no, it wasn't the courtroom. It was before the secretary of the Department of Environmental Quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we still have Billy on the line.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was wanting to make a
Billy.
Little
Obviously.
Discrepancy. But, Billy, we weren't running you into the ground there.
No, Billy. You're a fine gentleman.
Yeah.
Well, I liked old Billy Satterfield. He was just crazy.
Okay. Billy, you're not crazy, problem. Though, are you?
Not like that, I don't think.
You haven't jumped on a table lately, have you?
Not lately.
Yeah, lately. Okay. Well, all right. We were moving up to the... to the market shops, and of course we mentioned off the air all of the deals and venues that Rufus is a part of now with the Rufus dog.
Well, Phil has a sign that you got hung back up, I believe, called Rufus Way at the nursery. You were searching for a chain, and so
I got it up now.
Patrick,
Rufus.
I've had everything in the world named for me. And dogs that got run over.
Oh, my gosh. We're drifting into
we're drifting
insanity here, I think. So Billy, let's move somewhere. I don't know. We got restaurants. Have you had breakfast this morning, Billy?
I have.
Okay.
I didn't get to go to the restaurant and get one of them great big biscuits.
Oh,
and
man.
Oh, that's a shame.
They're the best.
Yeah. So, the Farmer's Market restaurant's open until 3 today. And if you like seafood, Rufus, you like seafood.
Absolutely. I know that. Absolutely. A wonderful friend over there who's the son of the former
Kemp.
Sheriff, Kemp,
mm-hmm.
the former yep. sheriff of Orange County.
Yeah. And moving back up over the hill where Logan's is, today is day 2 of their Potapalooza sale.
That is magnificent. They always have, they've always been known for beautiful containers there, and this is a chance to really get something on a good deal on a container, and they have lots to choose from there. So, yeah, Potapalooza.
Yep, 30% to 70% off on those great big pots.
Nice, nice. We can do a lot with containers in our landscape.
Oh, yeah.
So, what else? What else is going on out there? You got any? Got any special days?
Yes, on 4th of July we're going to have a food truck rodeo.
Oh, good.
That's going to start at like 4 o'clock, I believe, and go till 9 o'clock that evening. And a lot of our vendors will be open as well as the rodeo. Y'all come out and do some line dancing. They said they're going to have some music and some line.
I'll dancing. Leave that to Rufus.
Hey, yeah, only Phil will come with me.
Yeah. Line
I'll
dancing.
Dance.
Yeah, okay. That sounds fun. A lot of exercise.
Yeah.
And you got
I've got experience in walking the line. I don't know about a line dance.
But have we got Peach Day coming up anytime? Or we had that?
No, I don't know. I'm not in the office licking my teeth. I'm sorry.
You need to take your sheet wherever you are, Billy. Because I'm going to ask these probing questions.
Yeah.
Well, tell him it's not an interrogation, Billy.
And if Monica's listening right now, Billy, she's saying, Billy, it's... I don't know. Well, just stay tuned. You do have a great website, and folks can find out a lot about what's going on at the farmer's market using the website. And you don't have to go out on Saturdays and Sundays when there's so many people there. You can go out on other days, too. And Seven days a week. Well, Billy, you take care, buddy.
You too. Good talking, y'all. Y'all come see
us. We shall. All right. There's Billy, the not-so-crazy Billy. We're at downtown Cary Park. You know, it's really extraordinary. I don't know how long Maryland's been advertising with us, but you know, the Triangle, beautiful place, not just downtown Cary Park, but this is a great example of how pretty it is around here. There's a lot of natural beauty, a lot of beautiful landscapes, private homes, but deer and squirrels, you know, we get questions every week about them, even snakes, moles and voles, all kinds of animals, you know, enjoying themselves, enjoying your landscape. The safe, effective way to enjoy the wildlife and protect your garden is with IMOS Garden Repellents, made right here in the Triangle area by people who understand what local gardeners are up to and kind of helping them out. And unlike harsh chemical solutions, IMOS Garden offers a smarter, more natural approach to pest control. Their repellents are made with botanical oils and other natural ingredients, things that animals instinctively avoid, but are safe for you, your family, and pets and the environment. And they don't just work, they smell great too. That's right, no harsh chemical odors or dangerous residues, just clean, natural protection that lets you breathe easy, whether you're dealing with deer munching on your roses, rabbits in the veggie gardens, squirrels in the planters, or mosquitoes ruining your evening. IMOS Garden has got you covered. They offer long-lasting solutions for over 15 common pests, including their best-selling deer repellent, and their products come in easy-to-use sprays, concentrates, and granules. Pick up IMOS Garden repellents today and enjoy peace of mind knowing your plants are protected with people-safe, pet-safe, and eco-safe solutions that actually work. Available at local garden centers and hardware stores, IMOS Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. Patrick, if you've got a lot going on pollinator week, and if you could go over some of that.
Absolutely. So the week that's coming up, we've got pollinator week. So I would encourage everybody to really take a look at the park through our website before you come. So just Downtown Cary Park, all one word, downtowncarypark.com. You can click on there, go to events, and you can pull up exactly everything that's going on in pollinator week this week, this coming week. But Monday through Friday, we've got events every single day. There's a all-week bio blitz. We'd really love people to use their phones when they come to the park, take pictures of bugs, of birds, of anything that you see in the park, and download the iNaturalist app and upload those photos to iNaturalist. It'll usually stick an identification on it for you, but we'd love to see what you see in the park and see how we're doing with pollinators. Hopefully it'll be a nice sunny and reasonable week weather-wise that pollinators will be flying. But we have everything from Monday having this is really cool craft event, Firefly Craft. You bring out your recyclable plastic water bottles and make a little firefly with them, and then we'll have a parade through the park with all the shimmering fireflies at 8:30 that evening.
Nice.
That starts at 6:45 to 8 p.m. is when you can make
those.
Actually,
we call them lightning bugs, as you know.
Yeah.
In the mountains.
You better turn your microphone on there. So we can
I have noticed that this year there seem to be more lightning bugs than years past. Can you account for that?
Good rain. We've had good rain this year.
Yeah.
And really dry years like we had last spring was really, really dry. We didn't get any rain until we had the tropical systems come in. And this year has just been perfect. I can tell you, anybody who's growing a plant this year knows you haven't spent much time watering it, right? The rains seem to have just come out exactly on time.
So find a spot in your yard where you can leave the leaves.
Really important. Yes. Really important. That's a great,
I know the city of Raleigh is not going to have the leaf pickup as much as they're going to, and I've been advocating for a long time. You know, drag them back into your natural areas.
Explain to us why you need to leave.
You can probably do it better than I can, but have a spot in your yard where you just let the leaves accumulate on the ground naturally, because that's firefly breeding habitat.
Yeah,
correct.
Right.
Yeah. So.
At this point, why bother?
The wind's blowing.
Colin was just telling us to get closer to the mics. We're just relaxed and soft spoken, Colin. You gotta relax a little bit. Everybody speak up.
Yeah.
Use your broadcasting voice.
Well, we don't have one like you.
I don't have one either. It's fading.
You and Patrick.
Patrick. So Patrick, what else have we got going?
So,
and speak up, Patrick.
Yeah, right. Nobody's ever told me to do that before.
We're sticklers back at that place.
And our friends over at Garden Supply Company are leading an introduction to backyard beekeeping on June 17th. Which is a Tuesday. Wednesday the 18th, we've got the folks from the Cary Arts Center here. Brittany Soderman is going to be working on botanical drawing. So if you want to learn all of the basic techniques that are associated with pen and ink drawings, maybe some color and some water print too. And then on Friday, we've got the I Love You Honey, I Love You Date Night. So you can taste a variety of honeys that are Honey, I Love You Date Night.
You don't have any sourwood honey.
You know, they might. They've had sourwood honey at the Friday market here before. I picked some up, so you might even find
some. So you're not going to do any beekeeping here. You're not going to have any hives here, are you? Or is there some thought of that?
Not on the property. It's a little tough. You see, we're... We don't have too many out-of-the-way places to put the
hives. It's a liability thing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Too.
But we love to illustrate to people what they can do at home. And, of course, they bring the hive boxes and everything in to show folks when they do that. So we'd really love to see you here next week. Love to see you all the time in this beautiful park. Cary does a spectacular job of providing a space for people, plants, and all the other critters that make our life wonderful.
Now, Whit, you mentioned that you take people on tours. How do we find out about that?
Yeah, if you go to the events and go to the calendar, you'll see you can pull up the tours. I do two scheduled tours most months. And then folks can also call up to the park office and request a tour if you have a group of 10 or more. And we'll get you a tour booked, no problem.
Very good.
I do those every week, and I really enjoy it.
All right. Well, thank you, Patrick. I hope you will come on the show again.
I'd love to.
All right. Well, we'll make arrangements for that. Rufus, I hope you'll.